The 2015 Agriculture Appropriations Bill is becoming a battleground over USDA's Healthier School Nutrition Program. The House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee this week approved a bill that would establish a program to grant some schools waivers from the school lunch and breakfast rules implemented under the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act. Committee Chairman Robert Adderholt of Alabama says the program is resulting in food waste and rising costs for schools.
While along with my colleagues we're concerned about the national problems brought on by child obesity, I also believe we need to be sensitive to the challenges of local school districts. I continually hear from my schools in Alabama about the challenges and the costs they're facing and their desperation for flexibility and relief so that they can operate a program that serves healthy food that the kids will eat. I will admit many of you are hearing similar things from your schools as well. If you're not, then the waiver process will not have an impact on your schools and the way that they're operating. But for schools suffering economic hardship and needing more time to implement and adjust to the new standards, this waiver gives them the flexibility schools are asking for.
Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois spearheaded a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack earlier this month, signed by over 40 members of Congress, outlining their concerns with the school nutrition program.
There are school districts like Monticello, Illinois, that are pulling out of the school nutrition program because the new rules and regulations are costing them upwards of $100,000 more a year than what they were putting towards their cafeteria programs before they came from Washington. And what that means in real time is that they can't hire two teachers to teach classes because they're trying to follow guidelines that are coming from the federal government. And they're asking for flexibility. School districts throughout this nation, even the Los Angeles school districts, are losing upwards of $20+ million a year on the school lunch program because of these new regs. They're having a tremendous impact on our schools, and they're so top heavy. As a matter of fact, we all want to fight childhood obesity, but Washington shouldn't be telling our school cafeterias that you have to serve this green vegetable because you've already served healthy yellow vegetables twice this week. It doesn't make sense, and we need more flexibility.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.